7 IYP in the group.
W7 Mike Delta. Operating Twinville, Pine Top, Lakeside, Arizona. It's clear. We'll be listening for a while.
W7MD in the group. This is KF7 IYP. And 73s to Tim and Art. And I was hoping Martin would stay in there a while, but 73s to you, Martin. Just for another time. And Ted. Not to return, 73. And welcome to Hammock Club, WA6TJN. Sorry, I'm not getting a very good signal on you, Ted. I hope you can hear me. I'm only running about 50 watts here, maybe even less than that. And I will turn it to you when I'm through here. And Randy, thank you for the recording. And the bandwidth, 6 kilohertz. Yes, I'm glad to know that I'm not hogging the spectrum there. And it wasn't planned. It just happened to work out that way, I guess. And I'm kind of glad of it. The modulator originally had a 1 microfarad electrolytic coupling cap. Between the preamp and the mic preamp and the power amplifier, and I thought it sounded really bassy to me, so I changed that to a 0.02 ceramic disc. At least to me, and at least with these stereo headphones that I'm using, it still sounds kind of muddy to me. And I may at a later date change that to a 0.01. You may comment on that. Maybe I should skip that altogether. But at any rate, thanks for the recording. And of course, like most folks, I hate to hear my own voice being played back, because I think I sound kind of corny, but. At any rate, thank you very much for doing that. I hope this signal is clean and it's not, I'm not complaining you or anything at this point. Let's see, I'm going to try to keep it moving here. Okay, Ted, I hope you can hear me, Ted. My name is Mike. I'm located about 45 miles southeast of Tucson, Arizona. The rig is a command set, running about 45 watts per minute. The antenna is a 130-foot sloper. We're coupling to it with an L network. Modulating the string grid to the 1625 with a little solid-state amplifier. And the modulation transformer is a universal output transformer. It's a 10,000 ohms plate-to-plate to multi-tap voice coil secondary, and it's turned around backwards. And we're squeezing the V-jewel to the screen real quick. Set up here. So, yes, Bob, thank you very much for the information on the recording and my signal. I think what I need to do right now, since this does all seem to be working, is to get it in some sort of an enclosure tool so I don't see a strong flash in my eyelids from an inadvertent placement of my hand. Anyway, so, WA6TJN in the group. This is KF7IYP.